To join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call anytime, 800-387-8025, or connect with us on Facebook and Instagram at RM World Travel. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Great to have you here with us today. Robert, Mary, now back with you for more RM World Travel, and it's time for our popular show segment, the Destination Spotlight. And before we get to the 44th installment in our series, today on Detroit, located in the 26th state in our nation, admitted to the Union in 1837, and known as the Great Lakes State, a quick message about our exclusive Destination Spotlight sponsor, Travel Pro Luggage.
Well, with graduations starting to happen and Mother's Day, which is in 2 weeks, maybe it's a birthday or a special anniversary, why not give the gift of travel by upgrading to a premium travel experience with Travel Pro's Platinum Elite Collection? It combines thoughtful innovation with sophisticated style, and we think it's their best luggage line ever.
You know, we absolutely do. And right now, folks, whether it's the Platinum Elite like we travel with, MaxLite 5 like Rudy uses, or any of the collections, frankly, one of the most important items to ensure a successful trip, it's quality luggage, and you're going to do none better than Travel Pro. Check out travelpro.com for info, specials, and more. As always, you'll find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Okay, now off to Motor City we go, as Larry Alexander, the CEO of Visit Detroit, is holding for us on the show hotline.
Hello, Larry. Thanks for joining Mary and me for today's Destination Spotlight.
So happy to be with you.
Well, appreciate you being here with us for sure. So listen, Detroit has certainly had some challenges in recent years, but we've always enjoyed our time there, and the city seems to be on a definite upswing for sure. So with the spring travel season here and summer just around the corner, why do you think it's a great time to visit Detroit, Larry?
Well, I think it's important for all your listeners to come see the over $10 billion, that's B with a billion dollars of investment that's taking place here in our city. We've got a number of different boutique hotels that have opened up. We have a great food scene that's in place. We've got developers that have built a brand new arena for our two of our sports teams in downtown. We have new high-rise buildings that are under construction. And we have one developer that's purchased and operates about 113 buildings, and they're all occupied with entrepreneurial business and boutique shops. And it's an affordable destination.
Huge
growth. So I think it would be important for everyone to want to come in and see the turnaround that is taking place in Detroit.
Larry, the Detroit Institute of Arts, I think people should know about. It's got one of the largest collections of art in the U.S. It's consistently ranked as one of the top museums in the United States. And I think I saw that they're doing Friday nights free, which sounds like a good night, good date night. Great for people.
Yes, you're absolutely correct. I happen to sit on the board of that wonderful institution, and the DIA has artworks that you can't find anywhere else. The way I like to describe it is they have more artwork in storage than a lot of museums have on display, but it truly is a facility that everyone should come in and experience, especially if you like cultural institutions.
And I like, Mary, what you just said, you know, so Friday night, date night, there you go.
Yeah,
free date,
go
have a good meal in one of those restaurants. So,
that's,
you know,
right.
Larry, listen, I mean, when we've been to Detroit, one of the things that we've certainly enjoyed in nearby Dearborn is Greenfield Village and everything Henry Ford that's there. But something that we've never done, and frankly sounds like a lot of fun to me, is touring Belle Isle in a genuine Model A Ford. So explain how that can happen.
Well, you know, there's not many cities that can boast having its own island as part of the city itself. Remember, we sit on an international waterway. We look across to Canada here with our Canadian neighbors. So you can go to Belle Isle, drive around this beautiful island in a Model T Ford, experience one of those vehicles that put the world on wheels that happened right here in this great city, and see the lush greenery, the paths that are available there, the golf tee times that are available for young kids on the first tee. See the casino that was built on the island, and I could go on and on about
okay,
all.
Okay, so
the
it's a Model T then. I was told it was a Model A, but the Model T is even better then because you've got a vintage car. I like that.
They have both of them.
Oh, they do.
Way.
Okay.
Yes, but I tell you, to be able to experience it and see it and just feel and go back in time and feel the way that people used to feel when they would go out, and that was a road trip, and
right.
It was a great experience.
Such a big part of our history. All right, so I know we could talk Detroit sports. I'm not really equipped to do that with you today, Larry, but you've got it all.
Let me handle that for you.
All right.
You have it all.
But how about the music scene? I feel like we can't not talk about the Motown Museum, the Fox Theater. What do you suggest visitors go enjoy?
Wow. Well, you can go with techno. You can go with Motown music, it's jazz. I mean, there's so many different options available. We have wonderful festivals that take place throughout the entire summer. We have jazz clubs that people can walk into and experience these great live jazz acts. We have the Aretha Franklin Amphitheater now that has great concerts on a regular basis.
Yeah.
So if you like music, if you like theater, if you like sports in our downtown core, we've got all these different options that are available for people to come in and experience.
All right, so Larry, listen, we've got 30 seconds left on that, and I want to ask
you.
It goes so quick on this. I know. Unfortunately, we have a hard clock, so I want to make sure we get this in. Give us one fact right now about Detroit you think may surprise folks in the audience and entice them to come visit.
I think the one thing that everyone should know is we have a fantastic food scene that has taken place here, and these are all farm-to-table fresh food restaurants. They're not chain restaurants.
Okay.
We try to keep track of this. In the last 3 years, it's been over 180 restaurants that have opened up.
Well, Larry, listen,
unfortunately, my metabolism can't handle all of it, but it's great food, and I would encourage everyone to come in and experience it.
Folks, you can find out more at visitdetroit.com. Larry, have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you very much. Good talking with you.
You too. Thank you.
All right, there goes Larry. A lot of fun with that interview.
Yeah, it's a fun city. People should go experience it.
Most people think Detroit. Go experience
go
it.
Go see it now.
It really is. It's a great city. That's going to do it for hour one of the program this week. We still have a whole nother hour straight ahead. After these messages, Mary, Rudy, and I will be back, and we'll be talking everything and anything in the world of travel with you.
You've been listening to your RM World Travel Connection, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.